WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 70 degrees with cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports that the handgun found in possession of Rodney Eugene Long during the home invasion in Taylor County was the handgun that had been stolen in a burglary at 2914 180th Street in rural Clarinda, which KJAN reported on earlier this week. This was confirmed by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Evidence from this burglary has been turned over to the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Crime Lab for analysis. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Harlan Municipal Utilities has announced after 5 years of construction and planning, the new HMU water treatment plant is in operation. The plant was first approved by the HMU board in 2008 and is now online providing water to the city of Harlan. The $7.1 million operation will see 2.4 million gallons per day capacity and is fully automated, runs 24 hours a day, removes iron and manganese from water, uses reverse osmosis technology to further filter and soften water, and has fluoride and chlorine added to the finished product. In a press release from HMU, Steve Drezin, director of Gas and Water, said, "This plant will be much more efficient than the old one, as we are using new and automated technology. We anticipate our labor, operations, and maintenance costs to decrease. One thing I do want our customers to know is they may notice a different taste to the water." He stated the plant uses a different way to clean the water, and HMU still meets all safety and quality standards. From late August through Labor Day, city, county, and state police will be out in force as part of the annual nationwide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown on drunk driving. The crackdown, which will include high visibility enforcement throughout Iowa, will run from August 26th through September 8th. The effective nationwide drunk driving crackdown will include high visibility enforcement and will be supported by national paid advertising, creating a comprehensive campaign to curb drunk driving in August and through the Labor Day holiday weekend. Iowa ranks second as having the lowest number of alcohol-related fatalities in the nation. For more information, visit the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign headquarters at trafficsafetymarketing.gov. A 43-year-old man has been given 90 months in prison on charges stemming from a fraudulent mortgage scheme. Authorities say Paul Kramer of Granger was sentenced on Monday. He must serve 5 years of supervised release after he leaves prison. Federal prosecutors say Granger was convicted of wire and bank fraud and conspiracy for fraudulent transactions that occurred from 2006 through 2009 at his mortgage and real estate closing companies. Prosecutors say three co-defendants submitted fraudulent documents to obtain mortgages on 13 properties they had acquired and renovated. Prosecutors say Kramer knew the transactions were fraudulent when he closed them at his closing company. The scheme collapsed when the mortgage payments lagged and lenders foreclosed. Prosecutors say the three co-defendants already had been sentenced. Authorities have released a 911 call by an Iowa woman who's reported her husband had shot an escaped inmate inside the couple's home. The Taylor County Sheriff's Department released the recording Wednesday. In it, 66-year-old Carolyn Motterly of Bedford quietly tells a dispatcher that an intruder is in her house. She gives the address before the call is cut off. A dispatcher calls back and Motterly says her husband, 71-year-old Jerome Motterly, has shot Rodney Long. She adds that Long is lying in the middle of the kitchen floor. Long broke into the couple's rural home Monday night and held them against their will for several hours. Authorities say Long escaped from a Clarinda prison Friday before being suspected of shooting a sheriff's deputy on Sunday. The deputy survived. The Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board will not remove its executive director from an investigation into whether the National Organization for Marriage violated state law by not disclosing campaign donors. A complaint filed in June alleges NOM did not disclose donors or all of its contributions when it funded campaigns against Iowa Supreme Court justices up for retention in 2010 and 2012. The complaint claims NOM spent $635,000 in 2010 and about $100,000 in 2012 to defeat Iowa justices who decided in 2009 that Iowa's law prohibiting gay marriage was unconstitutional. Three were forced from the court in the 2010 election. NOM wants Ethics Board Executive Director Megan Tooker removed from the investigation, claiming she's biased. The board unanimously voted Wednesday to allow her to investigate the matter. The University of Northern Iowa has partnered with a Korean university to offer a double degree program. UNI says in a news release that the partnership with Kyungpuk National University is aimed at students training to be teachers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and physical education. The double degree program will allow participants to graduate with a teaching qualification from both UNI and KNU. The National Research Foundation of Korea is supporting it through a $3 million grant. At least 60 KNU students will study at UNI for 2 years, with their tuition covered by the grant. UNI students will study for 1 year at KNU. KNU students will begin arriving at UNI in the spring of 2015. UNI students will arrive on the KNU campus in the spring of 2014. Taking a look at national and world headlines. A jury at Fort Hood, Texas, could begin deliberating today in the trial of Nidal Hassan, who's charged with the 2009 shooting rampage that left 13 people dead and dozens wounded. Hassan has been unapologetic in saying the shooting was necessary to protect Muslim insurgents abroad from American soldiers preparing for combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army soldier who's been sentenced to 35 years in prison for giving secret documents to WikiLeaks says he wants to live as a woman. Bradley Manning says he plans to begin hormone therapy, and he tells NBC's Today Show in a written statement that he's been living as a man trapped in a woman's body. During Manning's trial, his attorneys presented evidence showing the 25-year-old has been struggling with gender identity. Former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez is scheduled to appear in a Massachusetts court this afternoon for a hearing on what evidence prosecutors have in the murder case against him. Hernandez has pled not guilty in the death of Odin Lloyd, who was found shot to death June 17th near Hernandez's Massachusetts home. He's being held without bail. The 16-year-old California girl who was kidnapped by a family friend says after her rescue, she went online to talk about her ordeal because that's how she and her friends communicate the most. Hannah Anderson tells NBC's Today Show that talking with her friends also helps her grieve the loss of her mother and 8-year-old brother, who police say were killed by James DiMaggio before he kidnapped the teen. An unwanted guest has been living in the pool house at Jennifer Lopez's home in the Hamptons. Police say 49-year-old John Dubis was living there for a week while the performer was away. Newsday reports that workers found Dubis on the property and called police earlier this month. Police say Lopez has an order of protection against the man. He's due in court next week. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning. Thomas Billheimer, 63, of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Funeral services for Thomas Billheimer will be held on Friday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Harold Ranke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Ranke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Herb Koenig, 103, of Helber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday, August 20th in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the St. Augustine Church in Helber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Joseph Claire Marnin, 95, of Stewart, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral Mass for Joseph Claire Marnin will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nadine Joint, 87, of Casey, died Tuesday, August 20th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Joint will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Malin Lee Carruthers, 81, of Council Bluffs, died Monday, August 19th at Mercy Hospital. Funeral service for Malin Lee Carruthers will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in Epworth United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. Maher Livingston Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Ruth Peterson, 98, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday, August 20th at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Ruth Peterson will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boomer Township. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Sharon C. Mealy, 77, of Macon, Georgia, formerly of Clarinda, died Saturday, August 17th. Memorial graveside services for Sharon C. Mealy will be held on Sunday, August 25th at 12 p.m. at the Clarinda Cemetery. Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda is assisting with the arrangements. Melvin Longcore, 68, of Oakland, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Melvin Longcore are pending at Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Leroy Schwenke, 81, of Messina, died Wednesday, August 21st at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leroy Schwenke are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.